I am Rich Hurl with your Capital City update on 1320WILS.com. Workers at the GM Lansing Grand River plant getting a couple of unexpected days off. A part shortage shutting down the plant for at least today and tomorrow. It's not clear exactly what part is missing. In the wake of what a third-party report says is a culture of mistrust in the Ingham County Road Commission, County Commissioner Randy Schaefer labeling some actions by Road Commission Chair Shirley Rogers as a, quote, witch hunt. Schaefer today tells WILS's Tony Conley that she's wrongfully asked authorities to search for illegal activity.
Shirley went so far as to go to the Sheriff's Department and ask the detectives to look into some drain work that was done for a person and wanted the report directly, and the sheriff responded no.
Under fire for what some Republicans say was a wrongful endorsement of a House candidate in his August newsletter, East Lansing Representative Mark Meadows reacting to comments here on WILS by House Speaker Jace Bulger that he's been defiant since the allegations were made public. Meadows on WILS today.
I don't know what he's talking about there. And I don't know why he would think I was defiant. The simple fact is nobody who read the newsletter and would read the rules would think that I violated any rules.
A state lawmaker opposing a bill to eliminate live-in partner benefits. Democratic Senator Jeff Irwin today on WILS says the proposal may go from Governor Snyder's desk to the judge.
Even if the governor does sign this, it's really on its way to a long and expensive court case. There's going to cost much more to fight than these benefits are going to save if they're taken away from these families.
An emotional night at McDonald Middle School.
I couldn't understand your decision to close Red Cedar. It didn't make any sense to me.
Dozens of East Lansing citizens addressing the school board during a public hearing at last night's meeting covered by WILS over a $62 million configuration plan that would involve shutting down Red Cedar Elementary School. The board voting to approve the plan earlier this month with a final vote set for next week. This woman believes there are other motives behind the proposal.
The decision to close Red Cedar Elementary is about passing a millage. It's about power. It's about privilege. It's about race.
The Reverend Al Sharpton, among those taking part in the Michigan Chamber Foundation's Future Forum at MSU's Kellogg Center today, futurist Joel Kotkin will also speak at the event and tells WILS's Michael Cohen that there's more of a future in manufacturing than in green jobs.
I always say that green jobs is the story we tell our children so they'll go to sleep at night. I think that's been one of the most overhyped movements and really, in some senses, fundamentally dishonest and cruel.
A legislative committee today taking up legislation that would extend support for those in foster care from age 18 to 21. Jennifer Stevens from Lutheran Social Services Michigan says 18 is too young for them to be on their own.
They were placed here because they were already living lives that were not safe for them. They were already at risk in the lives that they were living, not because of themselves, but because of the people that were supposed to be taking care of them.
State lawmakers releasing a new study indicating that $2.7 billion of work will be needed on 80,000 miles of paved roads in Michigan just to make them minimally drivable. Representative Rick Olson on WILS.
There are many roads that are drivable, but we're just going to be suffering blown tires, bent rims, needing front end alignment on Samaria Road. In fact, one car actually rolled over.
That's your Lansing News Update. Tune in to 1320 WILS for more compelling talk radio, Fox News every half hour, and local Lansing programming weekdays with Tony Conley and Michael Cohen. I'm Rich Hurl on 1320WILS.com.